Sheriff Marlon Guzman spent 6 hours testifying at the federal court hearing over a consent decree to reform his jail. He then took aim at his critics at a news conference. Sheriff Guzman spoke with reporters for almost 15 minutes at a news conference held outside the new jail that's under construction. He blasted critics, especially Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who doubt his ability to run a proper prison.
I ask you to join me here for a reason. The sheriff's office is responsible for the new jail buildings being built here. This construction is possible because of the work this office did with FEMA. The mayor tries to tell you he's building a new jail. He's wrong.
Guzman said he warned Landrieu in 2010 that the jail was facing a financial crisis, but was not given any attention. Landrieu has said he worked with the Justice Department on the consent decree to reform the jail, but was shocked at the $110 million price tag. Guzman dismisses the protests coming as the consent decree is reviewed.
The mayor chooses to waste time with Washington-style politics and Archie Bunker rhetoric.
Landrieu issued a statement last night saying the hearings are proving the jail is mismanaged. He continues calling for a federal receivership to ensure corrections experts run a safe and fiscally sound facility. U.S. District Judge Lance Affrick will determine who runs the jail and how much money it should cost. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.